Subsections B through D discuss defendant identification, mutual orders of protection, and the length of an order. In particular, C states that the court cannot issue mutual orders of protection. Instead, each party must separately request an order to be heard at separate hearings. The court is then free to grant either or both of the orders. I have no experience with this happening in practice, but I would suspect the court would schedule the hearings back to back, i.e. have them simultaneously for all practical purposes. I considered trying to get a PFR against Rita to stop harassing me through the legal system. However, I knew that doing so would backfire on me, annoying the judges and making me seem bitter and petty. In hindsight, I'm not sure how it could have made things any worse. Finally, D states that any order or agreement must be for a fixed period that cannot be longer than 3 years. It also notes that the court may amend an agreement if either party files a petition. B, identifying information. Any order issued under this section shall, where furnished by either party, specify the social security number and date of birth of the defendant. C, mutual orders of protection. Mutual orders of protection shall not be awarded unless both parties have filed timely written petitions, complied with service requirements under Section 6106, relating to commencement of proceedings, and are eligible for protection under this chapter. The court shall make separate findings, and where issuing orders on behalf of both petitioners, enter separate orders. D. Duration and amendment of order or agreement. A protection order or approved consent agreement shall be for a fixed period of time, not to exceed 3 years. The court may amend its order or agreement at any time upon subsequent petition filed by either party. The next subsection essentially says that the court can extend an order for as long as the plaintiff wants it if the court determines there is a continued risk of abuse. Thus, having an order previously in no way limits someone from obtaining another one. This means that an accuser can continue to request PFA orders, and they will likely be granted with little regard to the hearing, much as the initial one probably was. There is no limitation on the number of extensions that a court may award. In my case, the judge extended the order for another 3 years without Rita even requesting it. There needs to be a new petition and a hearing just as there was with the initial order. Clause 3 is interesting because it states that a plaintiff can have a PFA order extended without showing subsequent abuse if the state is releasing or has released the defendant from incarceration within 90 days. I find this interesting because the reason for the defendant's detention may have nothing to do with abuse. E. Extension of protection orders. 1. An extension of a protection order may be granted. I. Where the court finds, after a duly filed petition, notice to the defendant and a hearing, in accordance with the procedures set forth in sections 6106 and 6107, that the defendant committed one or more acts of abuse subsequent to the entry of the final order, or that the defendant engaged in a pattern or practice that indicates continued risk of harm to the plaintiff or minor child. 2. When a contempt petition or charge has been filed with the court with a hearing officer in Philadelphia County, but the hearing has not occurred before the expiration of the protection order, the order shall be extended at a minimum until the disposition of the contempt petition, and may be extended for another term beyond the disposition of the contempt petition. 3. If the plaintiff files a petition for an extension of the order and the defendant is or was incarcerated and will be released from custody in the next 90 days, or has been released from custody within the past 90 days, the plaintiff does not need to show that the defendant committed one or more acts of abuse subsequent to the entry of the order, or that the defendant engaged in a pattern or practice that indicates continued risk of harm to the plaintiff or minor children, as set forth in subparagraph I. 2. Service of an extended order shall be made in accordance with Section 6109, relating to service of orders. 3. There shall be no limitation on the number of extensions that may be granted. The final few sections state that the domestic relations section should enforce any support award in an order, that a reconciliation of the parties does not nullify the order, that the title of any real property cannot be affected, and procedures to release confiscated firearms to third parties.